What's poppin', people? It's Dante. This morning, we're going to be discussing the ultimate health and fitness plan for street photographers. Now, this is very important in my life. I find that health and fitness is pretty much the foundation for my day. I always start my day with some sort of exercise. I always make sure that I'm mobile and active throughout the day. And when you think about it with street photography, it's a very physical act of walking endlessly and exploring the open world. And I think that great photography, great art generally, stems from a foundation of vitality. And so these are some photos of me flexing my muscles. I'm obviously here just sharing with you the foundation of my physical body for you to have an understanding of where I'm coming from and how I've achieved these results. Vitality fuels creativity, right? So I think that overall, when it comes to anything creative, when it comes to anything that requires you to bring creative output, it overflows and stems through vitality, through physical vigor and peak physiological health. And so health matters because it gives you energy, it gives you focus, and with that focus comes creativity, right? The stronger you become, the more that you see, the more that you walk, and the more that you express yourself creatively. And so the core pillars for my foundational sort of health and fitness routine is very simple, really. It's just returning to nature. Sleep, sun, meat, and movement. I mean, these are really simple foundations that provide infinite results. And so the first thing that I like to talk about when it comes to health and fitness, and the thing that is so, so critical and important, is sleep. And so going to sleep early, it's where all of your real energy comes from. You know, for me, I go to bed extremely early, anywhere between 7 to 9 p.m. I'm always in bed before 9 p.m. And I'm always up in the morning early because I go to bed so early, around 4 to 5 a.m. And, you know, this kind of like early hour allows me to be creative, to make these videos, to go through my photos and do things before the sun even rises. And so I prioritize sleep. Getting anywhere from 8 to 12 hours of sleep, I think, is critical. Where you sort of derive all of your energy from doesn't come from drinking coffee. It doesn't come from anything but sleep itself. I think this is the foundation. And so with deep sleep comes recovery. You're going to have way more creative mornings when you wake up with this vibrant and sort of body full of energy. And so realistically, sleep is the foundation for health. I think sleep is overlooked and we don't prioritize it as much in this modern world. We prioritize productivity, staying up late, crunching numbers, making more things, doing more. But I say, when in doubt, just go to sleep. And so my morning ritual when I wake up is pretty simple. I like to start my days and ease into movement. I use a Japanese wooden kendama toy for meditation. It allows me to work my hand-eye coordination. And I think it's very much correlated to the way in which I use a Ricoh on a wrist strap. And when you use the kendama, it really does prime yourself with this sort of like easy, sort of fun game to get involved with movement in the day. I highly suggest picking one up. It's a really fun toy and it will help you with your hand-eye coordination. I also like to use my iPad Pro with the ZenBrush app to make calligraphy drawings or sometimes go through and sequence photos. I have on my wall behind me some small prints alongside my home gym, as you can see in my little webcam here. I always make sure I start my day with espresso and sunlight. And so I really do prioritize a very simple morning routine that isn't so intense. And I basically just get my body moving and flowing in the morning. And so with circadian rhythm, I find clarity. You know, if you wake up in the morning and you get sunlight in your eyes, consider yourself blessed. You know, a lot of us have to wake up in the morning and go to the office. But if you wake up in the morning and you have the physical ability to actually step outside and get sun in your eyes as soon as the sun rises, you're going to get better sleep. You're going to have way deeper sleep and you will align naturally. And so just stand outside, get the sun in your eyes for 5 minutes and start your day in the sunlight. I find sunlight is critical. I sunbathe as much as possible. You know, we're like plants, so give yourself sunlight, water, and watch how you grow. I mean, if you think about it really, I mean, the sun is the source of all energy on this earth. And so if you plug yourself into that charger, it's like you are a battery and the sun is the charger. And so whenever it's summertime, whenever the sun's out, I like to remove my shirt and I'll stand in the sun in the park. I'll go for walks along the river and I just absorb as much of the sun as possible. I think it's a really quick and simple way to increase your testosterone, to increase your energy and your vitality generally. And so it's going to boost your energy. You know, the sun is going to set your circadian rhythm. It's going to improve your mood and your sleep. And of course, it's going to provide you with some vitamin D. And so the sun is overlooked. I think if it's really simple, get deep sleep, go out in the sun, eat some meat, do some physical exercise. You know, for me, I'm very much a simple sort of person. I like to wear these barefoot shoes these days, shorts, no shirt in the summertime, and I always soak in the sun every morning. It's really simple. And so aligning with nature is critical for me. So I like to go for hikes in nature. I'll go for walks around the parks, and I'll take off my shoes. You know, I think it's important where, you know, modern life, it keeps us boxed in. You know, step outside, reconnect with the earth around you, remove your shoes, walk in the park, walk in the grass, feel the dirt beneath your feet, feel the sand beneath your feet. You know, it's explore the sort of like natural spaces in your city. Don't always just lock yourself in the box or in the concrete jungle, but make sure you have balance and align with nature by literally removing your shoes and connecting with the earth below you. And so for me, to be inside, this is where souls go to die. But when I'm outside, I exist outside the passage of time, and I thrive. I think it's such a tragedy in this modern world that we're stuck inside all day. And so my ultimate goal in life is to be in the spirit of play, outside, walking. And I think through this sort of just primal way of life of being out in the sun and walking, you really do exist outside the passage of time, and you just find yourself immersed in the present moment. And so one of the things that I've implemented in my sort of journey here is fasting. You know, when you fast throughout the day, it's going to align your body and your mind. And I find that through eating one meal a day, it's bringing such immense clarity throughout my day. I have no brain fog, no decision fatigue. I have sharpened focus. And it really does eliminate all these superfluous decisions of what I'm going to eat in the day. I mean, one of the funniest things that happens when I'm on the streets with other photographers is they always need a snack. What are we, squirrels? Like, eating acorns all day? Like, we always need a snack. We always need to stop for something. But when you eat one massive meal a day and you're fasted throughout the day, you're going to have no cravings. You're going to be so full of energy and just vibrant and full of vitality. And you're not going to need to stop for snacks. And my theory is that when you're eating and you're digesting food in your tummy throughout the day, it inhibits your gut intuition. It inhibits your connection to your brain. If you consider all the energy required to digest food and your vagus nerve that's connected from your gut to your brain, it's quite literally disturbed because of all that rumbling and bumbling in your stomach. And so movement is vitality. And so as street photographers, this is something very easy for us to do, to walk 30,000 steps a day. You know, where sitting to me is death. It makes me feel uncomfortable. I don't feel like sitting down is natural. I actually never sit throughout the day. And so the goal is to just walk as much as humanly possible throughout the day with your camera. And so aligning with nature is aligning with vitality. It's a very primal way of life for me, this health journey. And so why lift weights? So lifting weights and fitness, ultimately, it's the foundation, right? The duty of man is to be strong. I mean, it's a very simple thing as well. It doesn't have to be so complicated. I have a home gym setup. I've got some plates. I've got a barbell. I like to do heavy lifting like deadlifts, or I'll do pull-ups, push-ups, pistol squats, some simple dumbbell exercises with farmer walks. I believe that we should lift weights for the sake of art, where a strong body creates a strong mind, and a strong mind creates strong art. And so movement is going to build endurance for your street photography, where the longer you walk, the more that you will see, and the more that you see, the more that you photograph, and the more that you photograph, the more curious you become. And through that curiosity and vitality, you'll go out there and photograph endlessly. And so I find that this is a very simple way to look at why we lift weights and why we sort of prioritize strength. It's for the sake of art. And so some functional exercises, like I mentioned earlier, it's very simple. I usually lift for around 10 to 15 minutes a day. I don't take this so seriously. I think the gym is overrated. I basically just do some farmer's walks with two heavy dumbbells, the heaviest you can go. I have adjustable dumbbells by Nuobel, they're called, and they go up to 80 pounds. I do pull-ups, push-ups, pistol squats, dips, and yoga for flexibility. And so I highly encourage you, if you have the possibility, to build a home gym. I use all the materials from rogue.com, and I find them to be really high quality and good stuff, and I invested in it during the COVID lockdown, and yeah, I'm pretty happy that I did so. I make sure to prioritize mobility, so I'm stretching around 3 times a day. You know, when I'm getting the sun in my eyes in the morning, setting my circadian rhythm, I have a morning ritual where I stretch. I do one session in the middle of the day around lunchtime, and then around bedtime before I go to bed, I'll usually do some sort of movement, some sort of stretch, and get into a hot bath. And so these simple mobile movements that you're going to do in the day are going to prevent injury, fortify your posture, and ultimately that's what we want to focus on. And that's why I prioritize the farmer's walk, is because through doing a farmer's walk and holding two dumbbells at your side with your chest open, head up, shoulders open, right? It's gonna really prioritize your posture and your core. And so we want to make sure that our foundation is strong, that our core is strong, that our posture is strong, that our spine, that our feet, that everything's aligned so that we can walk and march throughout the day. And that's why I prioritize mobility. And here's me doing Marichasana D, this new move that I finally learned in Ashtanga Yoga, where I'm doing this intense twist with the half lotus pose. And it's very difficult, and I found that through practicing Ashtanga Yoga over the past 6 months, it's been reminding me about why I love street photography. Street photography requires discipline. Street photography requires repetition and consistency. And Ashtanga Yoga, it's a practice that requires you to do the same sequence every single day with repetition. And every single time you come back into the gym, you're going to find yourself stretching a little bit more, having more strength in your cardiovascular system, having better breath work, going deeper with your poses. And I think yoga, it's a perfect thing for us street photographers, because especially Ashtanga yoga, it really requires this like rigor and discipline and like nothing I've ever done before. And I think this is like one of the most physically demanding, challenging things I've ever done in my life. And I think it does improve my street photography because it simply gives me that consistency, that repetition, and that discipline each and every day I go into the gym to practice my Ashtanga yoga. And so barefoot philosophy, the Vibram 5 Fingers ELX knit shoes, and these are the original shoes, connect me to the earth and provide me with this immense joy in life. These barefoot shoes, they may look funny, they may seem strange, but they have completely changed my life. I've been wearing them for the past 3 years, and I find that the interesting thing with the barefoot shoes as a street photographer is you can feel all the surfaces around you when you're walking, and it makes me appreciate the moment more. It slows me down, and the slower that I walk, the more that I see and the more that I photograph, and I find that it connects me to my surroundings, and it makes me appreciate the simple act of walking, and not to mention the health benefits of wearing barefoot shoes with a wide toe box, giving your feet and your toes the flexibility to move, strengthens your feet, it strengthens your legs, your posture, your spine, and ultimately you're going to feel like you're full of vitality after you get comfortable wearing barefoot shoes. And so I highly encourage you to try out the Vibram 5 Finger shoes as a street photographer. I mean, really our feet are the foundation for how we create art, and so we want to make sure that we wear proper shoes, and I think that these are the best shoes that you can wear as a street photographer. And so you're going to improve your posture, your balance, your sensory awareness, and when you build up the strength in your feet through wearing these shoes and you're walking 30,000 steps a day, it's going to build this monk-like discipline that is, I think, really interesting. And I think that it's interesting. Like, people in the street always ask me, like, what are those shoes? It's just kind of funny to like talk with people about them, and it seems like a lot of people are starting to get into them. Even like elderly people that I meet, they're like, oh, I heard those are really good for you, like, why didn't I never wear those when I was younger? And I don't know, I think it's good to start now. Like, we should start prioritizing our feet health now while we're young. And if you think about it, the Spartans trained barefoot, and I think about it that way because I like this sort of warrior mentality, the sort of mentality of simplicity being strength. And so I find that there's this sort of like sense of freedom I feel by removing my shoes and wearing barefoot shoes. And this is a very radical thought, but my ultimate goal in life is to pretty much just never sit down through the day. And as you can see in this photograph, I'm wearing a Rogue 40-pound plate carrier, and I highly suggest you, if you want to just build strength in a primal way, just buy a weighted vest like this, buy the Vibram 5 Finger shoes, and just march for like an hour and come home, and you're gonna feel like you're full of vitality. And it's really difficult, you know, when you're wearing this heavy 40-pound carrier throughout the day. I mean, this is really all you need, is just a weighted vest, barefoot shoes, and go for a march like a Spartan. This to me is life. Movement is life. Try to go a full day without sitting down, just for curiosity's sake, to see where you are with your vitality. And I think that if you can go a full day without sitting down, and if you can go a full day with walking all day and making your photos, this to me is the ultimate sign that you're in peak physical condition. And so I reject the sedentary lifestyle. You know, the modern life weakens us. You know, I think it's important to rise, to stand, and to walk, to get sunlight, to move out in the open world. It's really critical, where I believe that standing and walking, you know, this is the ultimate sign of strength. And a side note, jogging is unhealthy. This is my idea. Repetitive impact is going to damage joints. And I know, like, I've never met a runner that doesn't have knee pain. Every runner I meet always complains that they had some sort of like surgery, some sort of pain later in life, etc. You're just rattling your bones. I think jogging is merely the rattling of bones. It's completely unnecessary and overrated. And so some better cardio options for you is to do some uphill running, some sprinting. There's this beautiful uphill, really steep hill behind the Philadelphia Museum of Art, or even the Philadelphia Museum of Art steps, the Rocky Steps, where all the tourists go outside of the art museum. I would say just go run up and down the Rocky Steps. I mean, seriously, simply walking. And then most recently, I've gotten involved in a boxing gym where I do my Ashtanga yoga, and I'll take the heavy bag classes, and those are pretty good cardio sessions and just a fun sport to learn. And so now we're going to go into the diet and health and fitness of my sort of personal journey here, where I've taken the carnivore path over the past 3 years. I've been on a pretty much 100% carnivore diet for 2 years, and then I alternated into this more demigod diet that we're going to get into, where I introduced a little bit other food items. But essentially with the carnivore diet, I've also completely transformed my life. I'll tell you the one thing with the carnivore diet, which is just incredible. Once you start going carnivore, it simplifies everything in your life. For instance, I don't need breakfast. I don't need lunch. I don't need pretty much any other food group besides red meat, butter, salt, and water. And yes, I'll eat eggs. But if you really think about it, red meat, salt, water. I mean, black coffee, boom, you're good. It's just so simple. And what you do is you fast all day and then you eat one massive meal at night. And so if you want to get into the carnivore diet, I suggest you go to the store and buy 3 pounds of ground beef, cook it all in one sitting, and see how much you can eat after fasting all day. And just eat until you're satiated. And when you're done, put the leftovers in the fridge. And the next day, see how much clarity you have, see how much energy you have, and see how satiated you are throughout the day. Once you get into it for a week or two or a month, you're going to start to realize that you don't have cravings, you're never hungry, and you're just full of vitality. And it makes you wonder why people have demonized the red meat. And so it's really the ultimate path for me. And so with one meal a day, I'm fasting throughout the day, which is sharpening my mind, which is giving me laser pinpoint accuracy and focus when I'm on the street, increasing my intuition. And so one feast at night is the ultimate workflow. I don't have to worry about eating lunch. I don't have to worry about snacks or anything throughout the day. I don't wake up and the first thing I do is eat food. The first thing I do when I wake up is drink water, have some black coffee, and go out in the sun. I don't need meals throughout the day because I eat the most satiated, nutrient-dense food on the planet, being red meat. And so I've changed and altered my diet to a demigod diet, I call it, which is essentially the carnivore diet with a little bit of a twist. And so you can see here I'm eating red meat like steak. I've got pasture-raised organic eggs. I eat raw cheese, grass-fed butter, beef tallow. This is the best to cook with. When you cook with beef fat, it really does make the food taste better, and it's also easier for you to cook with because you can have your cast iron pan at a higher temperature. Ghee, Maldon sea salt flakes, Topo Chico mineral water. This sparkling water is so delicious. Black coffee and raw milk with raw honey. And so I've been also including kimchi, and I highly encourage you, when you get into the carnivore diet, to have red meat with fermented kimchi. It's good for your gut, and it will just be a nice side to have, I think, with the meat. And so one meal of the day, the carnivore diet is very economic. I mean, you can find 1 pound of ground beef typically for $5. And so, you know, most people probably can only eat 1 to 2 pounds of meat per day. So you're looking at around $5 to $10 per day on the carnivore diet. I personally eat 3 pounds of beef per day. And so it's actually very affordable. It might sound like, oh, red meat's the most expensive food, etc. But Actually, if you think about it, with ground beef, I mean, ground beef is just such a great food. It's so delicious. I can eat ground beef for the rest of my life every single day, and I'll be completely happy with that. And yeah, it's very affordable. And actually, one hack, one tip, I'm gonna go back in the slideshow here and show you. I basically started by going to Costco, and on the left-hand side, you see I've stacked everything from Costco. That's a great option if you're getting into the carnivore diet. And then on the right-hand side, you can see I've got a bunch of meat in these boxes. And so I've reached out to a local farm in Lancaster where the Amish are. And I go straight to the farm and I pick up half a cow meat in bulk. You get around $8 per pound for all of the different cuts of meat. And you get hundreds of pounds of beef. And then I store it in my. How do you flip this? I store it in a deep freezer like this. So you can see I've got all sorts of beef here in a deep freezer. And I request the butcher to put the burger patties in these 3 pound packs. So I get like 12 burger patties at a quarter pound each. And the ultimate meal that I pretty much eat every single day is I take 12 burgers at a quarter pound each, 3 pounds of red meat. I put them on a baking sheet and I put them in the oven for 15 minutes at 450 degrees. And the secret is I put a slice of butter on top of each burger and it seeps in. And then when they come out, I add salt and I just feast on that. And sometimes I'll do sunny side up eggs and I'll add that on top of the burger patties. And I pretty much eat that like every day. Like I just like right now in my fridge, like I just have like the burger patties like ready to go for tonight. And I'll lay them out on a baking sheet this morning. So that way, when I come out of the gym later today from my yoga class, I'll throw them right in and I'll eat in 15 minutes at time. It's very simple. And then another pro tip is to get a slow cooker. So I have a slow cooker and I'll cook the bigger like chuck roasts for, 8 hours at slow cooking with bone broth inside. And yeah, get a cast iron pan like this. And yeah, you should be good to go. And so finally, getting to the end of this little video slideshow here. No alcohol, right? Alcohol, it poisons clarity. I remember one time in 2023 when I went to Rome, I went out with a group of friends from the community I was in when I was in Rome. And I had like a glass of wine just out of curiosity. And the next day when I woke up, I had such brain fog. I woke up late. I had this like, just like no clarity. Like it literally took me like 2 days to like refocus and get back and aligned with nature at peak health. And maybe I'm just ultra sensitive to this stuff, but yeah, just don't drink alcohol. Choose coherence over confusion. And if somebody asks you like, why won't you drink alcohol or something like that, just tell them it's haram. Just be like, it's against my religion. And so the health hive mind, I think, is important to avoid. You want to think more critically, think for yourself. Do you want a cart from the grocery store like this, filled of Wagyu ground beef, or do you want cookies and ice cream and Oreos? Just think of this like thought experiment. Person A eats 2,000 calories of ground beef. Person B eats 2,000 calories of Cheerios. Which person is going to be healthier? It's quite obvious, person A who's eating the red meat. But we have this notion that like calories in, calories out is important to track, and that calories is this like metric for how we look at things. And like there's all these like 100 calorie pack processed junk foods, and people put those in their diets because they think they're hitting their calorie goals. But really, calories don't matter. Calories are a scam. If you just eat as much red meat until you're satiated each day and you're fasted and you're moving your body throughout the day, you're getting sunlight, you're getting deep sleep, you're going to get absolutely shredded. You're going to become absolutely strong and healthy and vibrant. And you really don't have to worry about calories. You don't have to worry about sort of like going for runs and trying to burn fat. You're going to shed fat and build muscle on a carnivore diet very easily. And so think for yourself, right? Leave the colony and eat what nature intended. There's a reason why some of the earliest cave drawings were of cows or buffalo or just like hunting bulls, right? It was because these animals are sacred to us as humans. We originated as hunters and gatherers, and the first foods that we consumed came from these animals, and it's a very much primal way of life to embrace the carnivore diet. And I like to think for myself and not let the opinions of others influence me, and, you know, take my opinions for a grain of salt. What do I know? And so treat your body like art, right? You are both the sculptor and the sculpture. I think that a strong body, it's ultimately a reflection of your soul. I think about this a lot. You know, you think of the body and the soul as separate, but really I look at the soul as, or the body as an outward reflection of your soul. What you put in is what you put out. And so think about your body as art, you know, as street photographers, as artists. I think this is a virtuous way to look at it, where the virtue of strength is the simple fact that in this modern world, a lot of people like to flex their cars, their possessions, and their material things. But I think it's much more virtuous to flex your physique and to be proud of who you become through the art of vitality, through making your body full of strength. And through strength, you will cultivate a strong mind, and through that strong mind, a strong soul. And I think it's just such a beautiful way to look at this thing. And so another way in which I like to engage with the streets is by being open, by being social, you know, anti-social. It seems like the new trend is to always have your AirPods on in public. You know, I say, go against the grain, smile at strangers, say hi to people, be aware, engage with others, open the door for strangers, you know, be the social person in these environments that are typically antisocial, and choose connection over isolation. You know, this modern world has us atomized, has us separated. Everyone's rushing around trying to fend for themselves. But as a street photographer and you're out there and you're with your camera, be open to engaging with people, be open to the possibilities of meeting new people and having interactions with strangers, and thrive in those social conditions and go against the grain in this modern world that promotes this sort of antisocial behavior. And then finally, I have a very simple tip for you, is to visit an elevated surface each day. It really will help you when you gain perspective from above. If you can find yourself at a cliff, if you can find yourself even by a river, just somewhere where there's an open horizon, where you can look out beyond the horizon, it's going to remind you how open the world is, how much there is to do, to see, to explore, and to photograph. And so when you're in the city, you become confined by all these tall skyscrapers and all these busy streets, and it feels like you're in a maze. But if you can find yourself each and every day visiting an elevated space, whether you're on a hill, you're on a cliff, you're by somewhere where there's an open space like a river, it will make you appreciate life more. It'll have you feel abundant. It will remind you that you are a part of something greater than yourself. And so I highly encourage you to do this. It really does elevate my spirit, and it will give you a new perspective, I think, both literally and metaphorically. And so health is wealth. You know, this is what we have. You know, none of these material things that we acquire along our journey is going to come with us after we die. And so focus on your vitality. You know, this is going to fuel your creativity. And the stronger you become, the more that you will go out there and walk. And the more that you go out there and walk, the more present you become and the more photographs you make. And so walk the streets with purpose, with a strong gait, with vitality. And hopefully through having a strong foundation of vitality, it will fuel your creativity. And so these are my thoughts of the day. If you want to learn more about my health and fitness and things, I have some blog posts on my website at dantesisifo.com. You can click the Start Here page and scroll down to the health section and learn more. And so if you enjoyed watching this video, thank you for staying tuned. Hopefully some of the ideas I shared with you can help you on your health and fitness journey. I think it's very simple. Get deep sleep. Find yourself in the sun. Eat red meat, walk, do some sort of resistance training, and make more photos. And fasting. Yeah, these are the secrets. It's basically just a primal way of life in a modern world. And so, yeah, that's it. Again, thanks for watching, and I'll see you in the next video. Peace.